rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Nobody Has Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1921. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is one where someone asked me whether or not it's better if their cover letter is informal. Now, when I recorded this show initially, I completed the sentence, well, the sentence that ends the show, I use the term that's in the title of this podcast name. You know, no, whatever the next word is. Yeah, you get the idea. Hope you find this helpful. Give it a great review. By the way, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And if you've got questions for me, there are two ways that I now respond to questions. I don't do it as I used to on some other websites or through YouTube. Instead, if you've got a question, you can get a 3 to 5 minute video answer from me at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers. Or if you want to actually have a conversation with me for 15 minutes or so, you can do it at thebiggamehunter.us/live. I charge for both services, but they're very inexpensive. And with that, let's get going. I received a question through Quora that I thought I would address here. Now, I don't respond to questions there right now. They want me to write out answers. I prefer to do a video and just post it. But here's the question. Is it better if my cover letter is informal? Now, the person continues on to say, I mean, most cover letters must follow the same format again and again. And maybe an informal cover letter is better. So here's my thoughts on that subject. Number one is, I certainly don't know what you mean by informal. I have a sense of what the traditional cover letter does. I'm forwarding my resume to you because I saw a position advertised for such and such. I believe my experience with Voila makes me an exceptional candidate for this role. I look forward to hearing from you about next steps. In this regard, it is a tired, useless letter because it really does very little to demonstrate your fit. To me, a more effective cover letter in the formal style says something to that the effect of the same as that opening sentence. I'm forwarding my letter to you because I was referred by so-and-so. I saw a position advertised. I was told that you're looking for whatever it is. You do an opening sentence along those lines. Then from there, you continue on by saying, my understanding is you're looking for someone with this experience. Let me demonstrate how my background fits. And in the left-hand, I'll do it this way. In the left-hand column, you put down what the skill is being sought. And in the right-hand column, you indicate how long and how recently you've worked with that particular skill. And then from there, you conclude by saying, I look forward to hearing from you about next steps. If I don't hear from you in a few days, I'll put in a call to you. Really very simple. Now, the notion of an informal letter, you know, is kind of perplexing. Like, what's the point of the informal letter? The point of a cover letter is to demonstrate your fit for a role and to do it in a way that complements both your resume and your LinkedIn profile. Remember, they both have to be congruent because firms check your LinkedIn profile as well as your resume. And if they don't see these things matching up, let's do matching up there, they'll reject you just because you have different information on your profile than you do in your resume. So without demonstrating something that indicates that you fit the role in your cover letter, without having a resume that backs that up and a LinkedIn profile that does that as well, you're not going to get the interview, whether it's formal or informal. You know, the notion of an informal cover letter. Yo, bro, I want you to look at my resume because my homie Ramesh told me you was trying to find someone. Come on, that's not going to work. So I'll simply say, just give firms what they're looking for. Make it pre-chewed and pre-digested. You know, by that, I mean, make the fit obvious. That's going to get you the interview. It's not the style of the cover letter. It's not the style of formatting of the resume. It's how you demonstrate that your background fits what they are looking for. Everything else is. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.